Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good to be with you. It is the Bart Winkler Show, hour number three tonight. Thank you for tuning in to any, all, or maybe even none. I don't know what you're up to, but JR and I had a draft show last night. It is on YouTube on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. You can view that there. With JR being in Atlanta, and I was in Green Bay for the draft. Got to walk around, got to experience it. It was awesome. I'm a little upset at myself. I don't feel like I tested the limits of my media credential. I'm not sure if I could have gone into the green room at any point. I know you could have leading up to it. I tried walking around in Lambeau Field a little bit. I didn't test the boundaries there enough either. I got a lanyard, and it has a QR code on it, and you scan it, and then you can go in a place if it lights up green. But I didn't get denied anywhere. I didn't test it hard enough. What I would have liked to do is see the room and see the tunnel where they walk out of. And there's this guy, I don't know if you've ever seen him online, where his whole bit is, how long can I stay? And he was at the NFL draft, and he did, how long can I stay? And afterwards, he stayed, and then he walked, you know, that tunnel with all those logos, and the guys hit the logo of the team. He walked around in there. He was in the green room. And he couldn't have been there any later than I was. Draft ended at 11 o'clock Central last night, or a little before that. And I left at 1 o'clock Central when the show's done, and as I was broadcasting in the big media complex. And then I walked around. I think I probably could have gone anywhere, especially if that guy did. When I left, there was not a soul to be seen. You know, people may have walked down the street to some of the bars, but there was nobody. That shot you keep seeing on TV with a bunch of people, I was the only one. I thought I was the only one, actually. And then I heard this voice in the background say weird things. And I thought, I don't know what's going on. I thought it was some girl on the phone. And then she kept getting closer and closer. And then finally she was like, hey, guy. And I turned around and I'm like, what? And she was cooked. She was not sober.
What's up, Wonder Bread?
She told me, she's like, I'm just so glad I saw you. I needed to follow someone. I don't know. I didn't know how to get out of here.
Hey, Bart.
And I'm like, well, I'm walking to my car, so. And then she's like, yeah, I hopped a fence. And any fence you could look at is, we're talking like at least, think of a one-story house and think of where the windows are, the top of a window. So not quite a full story, but a sizable jump. So she hopped a fence and then followed me because we were walking out the same way. And then she's like, I still have to walk over there. It's past the stadium, past their district. There's some lofts. And she's like, can I get a ride?
Whoa.
And I'm like, what do you do? What do you do in that situation? Like 30 years ago, yeah, but I don't know. What if, I don't know. Would she, I don't know why she just trusted a random guy like me. I must be so unassuming. That's good. I'm a nice person, so I like to help people. But I didn't know who she was. Was this a setup? I've been to some cities where you go as a road Packer fan, and there's a little like a girl talks to you. Then they take you somewhere, and then you get robbed.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know if that was happening. I gave her the ride. Should I have done that? Would you have given her a ride?
Yep.
Again, I'm a 40-year-old married man who's got a dad gut, and he's balding.
All the more reason.
I felt very uncomfortable. I'm glad she got home safe, but Whenever I'm back up at Lambeau, I'll always remember the path I walked with this stranger. I mean, she sounded like she was speaking alien language. I didn't understand a word she was saying behind me. Then she finally caught up to me, and she's like, "Yeah, I jumped the border wall." And I'm like, "Okay, calm down, lady." Come on. What are we doing? Anyway, Shedeur Sanders has not been taken in the draft. I told Carlos I would tell him the full story on the air. Was that worth it?
It was worth every penny.
And now you've learned that I'm a nice guy, or at least a very nice. Gullible one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would have set you up.
You would have been to the place.
You would have been going home in a shoebox.
Yeah. I thought about putting my phone on and just like recording it just in case, you know, something weird happened.
Yeah, you got to share your location with somebody if you're going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking it's not any different than an Uber ride, but it is. See the guy coming out of the car, there's your mark, you know? And I say all this, I think all this, if you're thinking that it's unfair for me to think this, that story, this has happened to me before where I got out of the situation at the last minute.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. This is that has happened to me before where I was being set up as a mark. Okay. So that's why. Anyway,
can you tell that story?
I was talking to a girl and she's like, "Why don't you come back to my place?" And then she wanted me to go into this car with two dudes already in it. And I thought, you know what? I'm good, ma'am.
Are you serious?
I think I'm good here. Anyway, it's a good lead-in for Mike, who's in Toronto. Mike, get us back on track, please.
All right. It's kind of interesting how this all has come about. When I was coming home and some of you guys were talking about these draft picks that were coming up, and then the Shedeur Sanders situation that you guys have been talking about, and it's fascinating. It really is. I can't believe that this guy has not been drafted yet. But yet, the things that are going around with him and his dad, Deion, and Deion was very talented when he was going in the NFL. But you're right. If he's connected with him, then there's a situation there with that. I just wonder, if this guy doesn't get drafted, and that's a big if now, I wonder if he's destined for another league. I mean, I look up here and Canadian Football League does not have anybody that has any stellar names that is going on up here. I mean,
Mike, when you first said that, I completely dismissed it 100%.
Okay.
And then 3 seconds later, I thought, you know, he would be the only guy. He wouldn't just be one of a guy. He would be the only guy. I still think the odds are low, but that would be a reason to float that theory.
The only comparison I can think of at this point with connected with Shedeur is Johnny Manziel. And I mean, he had no place to go and nowhere to go. And with his track record and everything, the baggage that he came about, and he ended up with the Montreal Alouettes, and where did that go? Yeah. I mean, he was, I think at that point, his career was on the downside, and I saw the documentary on Johnny, and you know, the fact that he was not interested in football, not interested in doing anything that was going to be worth having to do with football. And I think at that point the Alouettes were desperate. They needed somebody to have a marquee name to. Sure. And when he got here, I mean, three downs, the bigger field, the different schemes that they had to go around him, he just wasn't built for it. Absolutely wasn't built for it. And
yeah,
I mean,
Mike, thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know that would be an immediate option. Where I would entertain more of the theory is, what if they just look at the NFL and be like, screw you? But you can't really do that. Him playing in the CFL, with all due respect, is going to get ridiculed. The NFL is where Shedeur Sanders will be playing. But with who? What's interesting is there's been a lot of guys that either have not been signed or have fallen in the draft because teams didn't want to deal with fill in the blank. Whether it's, hey, we don't want to deal with the media, the politics of what somebody might bring. You know, what that means is going to be part of a larger issue. We don't want to deal with that. We don't want to have to take a side on an issue. We don't want to have to say, hey, we support this or we don't support this. We just would rather it not be here. Yeah, the guy's good enough to play in the NFL. It's just we don't want to deal with the extracurricular that comes on. This is not like, oh, he's not getting drafted because of, you know, a sexual orientation. We saw Michael Sam, I think, slip to the seventh round all those years ago. Wasn't in the league long, but it did feel like there was some slipping there. We saw Colin Kaepernick not come in the league. I mean, that's a very powder keg of a topic even just today. I think today, if I wanted to revisit Colin Kaepernick, the phones would not stop ringing. Still today. But this is not that. This is 32 NFL teams just saying, like, we don't like you. We don't like what you are doing, and we may not just even like who you are. It's not that we don't want to deal with the media circus or the political ramifications. We don't want to deal with you. You're the thing we don't want here. I think if you're Shedeur, if you're Dion, if, you know, anybody in that family, in that circle, as they sit around and powwow tonight about what has happened, are we going to get a Shedeur Sanders and a Dion and really anybody from that? Are we going to get them saying, hey, screw you guys? Or are we going to look into ourselves and be like, maybe it is me that created this. Maybe it was us that created this circus. Like me, when people don't like me, Carlos, do I think, oh, they don't like me because they're wrong? Or do I think they don't like me because I'm a huge jerk sometimes?
Yes.
And very vindictive about things in this business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I jump your question when I said yes? All right. I will say yes now.
I think there's a lot of people that aren't Bart Winkler fans that work in media.
Which is a real shame, because you're a swell guy.
Yeah, but I think that it's not that they don't dislike me as much as they dislike what I've said about them. The whole city of Milwaukee, if you are a media member in Milwaukee, you probably don't like me or like me, but won't publicly associate with me. This is a weird town, dude. This is a weird town. You can't, if you're on the radio in Milwaukee, you are not supposed to have any personality. Or, like, I'm not even saying be edgy. Like, if you make any kind of joke or commentary that's more than a fart noise, you're like, what are you? It's really weird. I'd love to talk about it more, but I know the interest levels are very few. The people that are interested in me talking about it more are very interested, but I don't think it's worth. Maybe I'll throw it up on the pod. Karen is in Tennessee. Karen, hello, Karen.
Hello, Carlos. Bart.
Hi, Karen.
Let's take you back. Hey, let's take you back to simpler times. Culver's, the day with your son.
We had a nice time. Thank you.
Yeah. I lived in Madison for a long time. I love your inside out thinking. Everything about you and Carlos. Shador, and you just touched on it. He declared that he turned over two programs. One makes the NFL think that he couldn't do the same. That was his starting point.
Yeah.
And whatever meetings he had from there, he's not coachable. And I just think that it should be concentrated. I applaud what's going on. It's not turning into the NBA. He's not strong arming. And he's a talent. And if he was able to be taken in, if he declared what he did, so therefore the tapping of the ball and such forth, he's not going to be told anything different.
Yeah, the not coachable stuff. Karen, nice call. Thank you for that. We don't know that 100%, but he has only been coached by his dad, which I don't always think is a red flag, but it certainly is something that, even if his dad was not Deion Sanders and this wasn't Shador Sanders, even if it was just the guy that was coming out of, like if Tyler Shuck out of Louisville was coached by his dad growing up and then at two different collegiate programs, I think a question and a fair question would be like, are you ready to play for somebody other than your dad? And you say yes, but you don't always know. And, you know, when you're a dad and you're coaching a kid, you try to find like all right, I'm in coach mode, I'm in dad mode, but the lines are always blurred. I knew a guy who coached basketball around here for a long time, and he would always say, on the court, I'm your coach, at the dinner table, I'm your dad. So you try to have that separation. And maybe he was able to, but it's hard. It's hard. My dad coached me and all my brothers growing up in soccer, and I don't think I ever, I mean, he was the coach of my team, but I didn't look over at the sideline and ever think that's my coach. I would say that's my dad. I didn't call him coach. I go, dad, because he was my dad, and so I called him dad. No, I just played high school soccer. It's not like, you know, whatever, but I think we're talking a lot about Deion. But Shador, look, there's a confidence there that they have, that they've been talking. And it didn't pan out. They overplayed their hand. Are they being punished by these teams? How much of it is they're being punished by these teams? How much is they just don't like the distraction? I really don't think we've seen anything like this. Because like I said, there's been other cases where people haven't gotten onto rosters because of bigger issues. This is strictly a Shador and Deion issue. That's it. Oh, I don't want to, you know, sign a guy because I'm, you know, then we're getting worried what the news channels are going to say. This isn't that. I don't want to sign a guy because then are we alienating some? This is not that. This is, I don't want to sign this guy because I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like what he's going to bring to this team. I think there's more con than pro. And so whoever's going to take him, I think we're down to the Chiefs, Eagles, Bills and Ravens. And then they'll show that he can play by the rules in the NFL, and then they'll trade him for a third round pick next year. That's where we're at. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. More on this from you guys. We'll open up the phone lines that are open. And also, I don't really know what that means when we say that. They're always open. It's just how long do I babble before I take you? I won't do much babbling. We'll take you. We'll do that coming up next on The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is The Bart Winkler Show. I was just looking over the box score between the Memphis Showboats. Got their first win of the season over the Birmingham Stallions, 24-20 in the UFL. It's interesting because the Showboats are 1-4. They got the win tonight, but they still would have the best odds for the number one overall pick in the UFL draft, where they would have the inside track on Shedeur Sanders, who is undrafted so far through three rounds. In the NFL, it's insane. It's crazy. A year ago, today, he had the best odds to be drafted number one in 2025. And that did not happen. He wasn't even drafted 101. Fourth round picks up again tomorrow. Robert is in Annapolis, 888-710-4ISN. What's up, Robert?
Hey, voices. Thanks for taking my call. That leads us to the question, the more surprising sports story of recent times. The Mavericks trading Luka or Shedeur going undrafted in the first three rounds? Or if you have a third one.
Well, which Robert, one? I don't think that those are even close.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Luka one does laps around whatever's happening here. It is surprising, but
predicted to be the number one draft pick, and he hasn't even been picked in the first three rounds. Really?
Well, it's surprising. It is surprising. We're talking about because it's surprising, but we can also find reasons that it's happening with Luka. That was just one general manager being stupid.
Well, maybe that he didn't like him. They don't like Shedeur. Maybe he didn't like Luka.
Yeah, but everybody seems to not like Shedeur for the same reason. Everybody likes Luka except for one guy. That's the problem.
You know what a team should do? Draft Shiloh here in the beginning of the fourth round. That'll give the family something to talk about. But anyhow, steal the draft. Ravens getting Mike Green late in the second round. Watch out for that guy. He's going to be a good player, I believe. Had a little issue, apparently, going back, but anyhow, I think that was a pretty good pick for them. We'll see what happens.
All right, Robert, I think you got to be happy
and
with
the
Ravens
draft.
What?
Be a little more careful out there, my friend, as he used to say in Hill Street Blues. You should never get yourself involved in a situation that you describe. But I will ask you, was she good looking?
Do you know what? I don't know. Because I didn't, like, really look at her face. Now, don't take that the wrong way.
What the hell did you just say to me?
And, by the way, I assume you went home and relayed that to the missus. Hey, you know, here's what happened to me tonight, by the way. But anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
No, she did not like the story. She is not a fan of me telling that story. Thanks, Robert, for the call. Luka and the Lakers, by the way, losing to the Timberwolves tonight. So they're down 2-1. That series went back to Minnesota, and the Timberwolves 116-104 over L.A. I was just looking straight ahead is what I was. I wasn't, like, you know, giving her the glance over.
How dare you?
I gave someone a ride home last night after the draft. I was the only one there, and look, she was inebriated. I was trying to help her out.
I think you got to give him a D.
No. Come on.
Puck to it.
I'm a married man. Also, I look the way I look. So, Carlos, I don't know that I trust what you would have done in that situation.
I think I picked the wrong wife.
Greg is in Michigan. Greg.
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, you guys did great in Green Bay. Everyone's proud of you in the NFL draft. Real quick, you look quite dapper. And always remember, Alberto, that you have a little munchkin, Alberto Jr., also. You look very handsome, I must admit. I'm always thinking of you as your little
head. The first time was nice. The second time, a little much.
Okay. I got to tell you, we are in Detroit. We're embarrassed about what we were saying to Brunson, F. Brunson, and it was on national TV. Not a good look for us. But here's the thing. Shedeur Sanders, Mark Ryan says that Detroit might want to get him as a backup quarterback. I believe it makes sense, but if he comes with all this baggage, you know, he's going to be a cancer in the locker room. And I like Deion.
I don't know about cancer. I think with Shedeur, even Jared Goff, like I'm saying this about Jordan Love. I think if he's got to go to a situation where he's clearly the backup, and a three-game bad stretch from Jared Goff is going to get people talking about, should we give Shedeur a try?
Yeah,
a three-game bad stretch from Lamar Jackson's, you know, Jackson or Josh Allen, Mahomes would not do that. But I don't think there's a lot of guys that, you know, if you ask Deion, and I don't think Deion's going to be out there every week giving a status report about how his son's being handled, but he will. If Jared Goff has three bad weeks and someone asks Deion, he'll do enough of an answer, whether it's a non-answer, whatever he'll say will be enough to cause nonsense that the team, Lions in this case, don't want.
Wow, Alberto, you're spot on. Hey, I got to tell you. Mr. Positive might be on CBS national TV, but that's a possibility. And as always, Alberto.
Like when? You're going to be on Blue Bloods, or what are you doing?
I'm going to tag you, and I'm going to tag Cuomo, and I'm going to tag LaDuff, and I'm going to tag Carlos with a K, and David Shepard. Lord have mercy. But, it's going to be big. I'll tag you before, and I'll tell you.
Cuomo's not on CBS.
Pardon?
You said you're going to be at CBS. What? CBS?
CBS TV.
Yeah, Cuomo's not on there.
No, but I'm going to mention it to him, and I'm going to tell everybody. Hey, real quick, would you want to interview Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to try to do it with you and David Shepard. I got to try it because of Cuomo. Friends, I've put it out there with Cuomo saying Bart Winkler and David Shepard would love to maybe interview on Infinity Sports. Oh, my God, I love it. Hey, everybody, go for your dreams. Boom shakalaka.
Greg in Michigan, that call somehow more threatening than the walk with the girl I took last night.
Yeah, I'm also not a fan of the boom shakalaka at the end.
I think I'm going to allow it. I like how he is like a sign off.
Yeah, but then he has a sign off to the sign off, and then it's going to get the sign off to the sign off with a riddle underneath an enigma to the sign off to the sign off.
So we've got follow your dreams, and then he always
go for your dreams.
For a while, he was doing hit me, and he tested
that
waters.
One was terrible.
Yeah.
Hit me with
boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka. This isn't 94 anymore.
Boom shakalaka. He's got a sign off.
Alberto,
he's got a second
it's the warrior,
off.
Mr. Positive. Who let the dogs out? Where's the beef?
Let's go to Greg in Michigan. Greg, what's up? Let's go to Greg in Michigan. Greg. Hey, it's Bob. We had a baby. It's a boy. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's a 1-800-COLLECT commercial.
It was Bob. I had the baby. It was a boy. Oh, good. I remember that commercial.
Good commercial.
Yeah, that one was good.
Oh, God. I miss those days. I do. I miss calling 1-800-COLLECT.
Yeah. I mean, that's when I had Ameritech as my phone provider.
Mm-hmm. Caller ID.
Oh, caller ID was great, but it also ended my prank calling career.
Voicemail, you'd come home, you'd see a little 3 flash in there, you're like, ooh, who called us? Now if the phone rings, I chuck the phone across the room.
Oh, nothing pisses me off than my phone ring going off. It's so annoying. When I get a phone call, I just start cursing obscenities. I do not want to be bothered because nobody calls me anymore. It's usually just some spam. Like, hey, you've been approved for that $80,000 consolidation loan. This is Samantha in some place company. And then you call back and it's some guy who has like a crazy accent. And I don't want to start doing stereotypes, but he goes by the name of Jim.
Of accents,
and I'm like, your name is not Jim unless there's four M's in it.
Shadur Sanders tweeted.
No, yeah, you're lucky to cut me off.
This was an hour and a half ago. When did the draft end?
About an hour and a half ago.
Thank you, God, for everything. God and everything, both in all caps. Thank you, God, for everything. Either they're going to come into the league angry, mad, vindictive, or they're going to come and say, and I'm saying there, is that a problem? I'm saying there. Like, more than one person's coming with them, but that's kind of what it feels like. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. I am busy deleting every tweet I've ever made. I'm back to January 2024 right now. I'm doing it manually. I'm trying to find something where I can get it done for free. All these places want to, like, charge you. But I've tweeted, like, 60,000 times. So I'm back to January 24 when I started in this time slot. And it's just me yelling with people that are trying to bully the new guy. So that's endearing to see all the comebacks I thought were so good at the time that I'm just like, God, this person's a loser. Referring to myself. I'm just, I don't know. Of all the platforms, it has nothing to do with what you think it has to do with. It's got to do with the people that are on there. If somebody says something to me on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, but then they also say that same thing to me on Twitter. On any of those other ones, it feels like a slap or like a push or like a shove. On Twitter, it feels like I'm getting stabbed in the gut. There's just like a fierceness to the website that I'm doing it for me. I need to let go of some of the anger in my life. Would you agree, Carlos Ortiz? There was an audio issue earlier in the show. I snapped Carlos's head off for screwing it up. It's your fault.
Yes, everything is my fault. I don't get any credit.
It's your fault that I pressed the wrong button in the studio that I am in.
I am fully aware of the power dynamic of this show. It is my responsibility to take the faults.
You should have told me not to do the thing that you didn't know I was going to do.
Won't happen again.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Sam's in Baltimore. Sam, what's up?
Hey, calling from Baltimore. A little worried that we might take Shador Sanders, honestly. Does not fit our scheme whatsoever. But, I mean, if we do and we flip him for a third, I mean, why not?
This is no longer... For some teams, what can he do for us? This is what kind of investment can we get out of this?
And to me, I mean, like, I don't think we'll do it. It probably is more of like a Rams thing at this point because he fits behind Matt Stafford a little better. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, why not? Give him a chance. Give him a shot. Get a thirder.
Do you like your draft so far? I think a lot of people are pretty high on the Ravens, what they've done.
I mean, we needed another secondary piece. I think that the problem with Roquan last season was the fact that he didn't have Hamilton backing him up in the crease.
Well, we got another seat.
Yeah, that too.
I think that solves a lot of problems in the long run. I love our defense now. I love Chuck Pagano in there.
Yeah, got a couple good – Sam, thanks for the call. Got a couple good players there. Malachi Starks, Georgia, everyone says, oh, most Ravens pick of all time. Mike Green, who we were talking about quite a bit last night, edge guy from Marshall goes, and then they took Emory Jones, Jr., tackle out of LSU. The Ravens still have eight picks. Bunch of those compensatory. They're one of those teams that like getting picks. Are one of these picks, who is the guy they did that with? Is that next year they get that pick? Who was that receiver? Deontay Johnson. Where they had him, they cut him. He went somewhere else, they cut him. Then he go to the Chiefs. And then the Ravens picked him back up just so that they could get a compensatory pick. Always thinking over there. Patrick's in Indiana. Patrick.
Hey, Bart. Thanks for taking my call. I, like you, I'm a Packer backer, too. I'm originally from Milwaukee.
But yeah.
Do you have the Packer picks? I only got Matthew Golden, wide receiver from Texas. Then they picked an offensive tackle and then another wide receiver. But do you have those names?
And they took the Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado.
What's his position?
No, I'm kidding. The Packers took, Anthony Belton, offensive tackle, NC State. Some people are fine with that. Some people that I see think it's a reach. Savion Williams, a wide receiver out of TCU that people seem to be excited about in the circles that I run in.
That's it? Just three so far?
Yep, three. They got five picks tomorrow.
Okay. Did you catch Mark Murphy's speech to the crowd on Thursday night?
I, got tears in my eyes about Mark Murphy's speech to the crowd on Thursday night.
I thought that was great, him mentioning that the Packers have won 13 world championships, and that's the greatest number of any other NFL team. I thought that was great, him bringing that out.
Yeah, I'm glad that they did that. I saw even ESPN, thanks, Patrick, ESPN had a graphic today, because they had the Celtics game coming up. So they said Celtics, 18 world championships, and then Packers, 13 world championships. So I'm glad that people care about world championships and not just Super Bowls when we can have it in the context of the Boston Celtics. As Connor McDavid puts the Oilers up 6-4 over the Kings, so they'll make that a 2-1 series. The game, if you're watching it on TNT, by the way, is being called from a studio in Atlanta. Apparently, Edmonton's really hard to get to, or really expensive to get to, so the broadcast is being called remotely, which is not the worst thing to do if the situation allows for it, or calls for it. Remember, during the pandemic, that happened a lot, but if we're just being cheap, I mean, you gotta have the announcers in the building. I think you gotta have the announcers to be in the building. I think Green Bay's done a great job with the draft. I was up there on Thursday, as you may know. Walked around. There was just a level of excitement in the air. It was just it's a new thing. It had like a festival feel. And if you're going tomorrow, if there's any chance you're going tomorrow, I would also try to hit up like Holmgren Way, where some of the bars are, just to be around that atmosphere. You know, there's DJs out. There was live music. It was just, it's like a game day. It's like they get to have three kind of game days in that area. I don't know about the rest of the town, if they're seeing all of the economic impact, because people seem to be going to this little spot and then leaving. I've seen that with the conventions, when the Republican and Democratic conventions come to town. Everyone's like, ooh, it's coming to town. It's great. But then people are just like, no, we're going to be in these three blocks. We're not driving 15 minutes away to eat at Fred's Burger Barn. Because the rest of Green Bay I drove around was dead. Dead. I had to go downtown for something. Dead. Dead. Like during the day. Which is probably how it is on game days too, but I think you don't know what to expect. Hotels certainly booked out all over the place. A lot of Airbnb situations going on. If you live in Green Bay and you didn't rent out your place, you probably lost out on a lot of money. Although I don't know if I'd ever put my house up for an Airbnb. I don't think I'm into that. I don't really like to stay in Airbnbs either. It's somebody's house. And I know some houses are... But I'm a hotel guy, man. I'm a hotel guy. Give me that pool. Give me that bar. The hotel bar. Give me the lobby with the chair from 1986. I'm a hotel guy. 888-710-4ISN. Guess what they said? Draft edition coming up. And more from you. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.